The programme, titled Centennial Wings, was launched at Farnborough on the date of Boeing's centenary, with the completion date to target of 2018. It is planned that the aircraft will fly at Riyadh next year, 2018, to mark the RAF's 100th anniversary.
Centennial Wings is designed to complement the existing RAF Air Training Corps cadet curriculum with hands-on practical application of classroom theory to help inspire young people in the UK to study science, technology, engineering and maths and to take an interest in careers in the military and aerospace.
Approximately 20 RAF Air Cadets from the Northern Ireland ATC Wing, containing 16 squadrons, will work to assemble the Sting S4 ultralight aircraft from kit under the guidance of a dedicated project team and the skills of the volunteers of the Ulster Aviation Society located here in Northern Ireland.
Project leader Aaron is overwhelmed for both himself and the cadets to be taking part in such a big opportunity.
It's fantastic to see such enthusiasm from a young and dedicated group of individuals here in Northern Ireland. It goes without saying this is a very unique and special opportunity. Thanks to the Air League and Boeing, the project team can develop further the vital skills that they have gained already through the current ATC curriculum.
The team of ATC cadets are currently 50% complete. Cadet William Orr of 2004 Squadron was able to be one of the few cadets to be there on the day that they placed the Rotax engine onto the aircraft frame.
Personally, so far it's been fitting nuts and bolts, getting wings on, wings off, like I said. Mostly making sure things fit and we've got the right parts. We fitted an engine once and we've taken it off again, making sure it fits.
Would you say, you know, you've always been into the mechanics and being able to build a plane, or is this just something that cropped up and you thought, yeah, I want to be able to say I've done that?
Personally, the closest I've ever got to building a plane prior to this was, you know, building Lego. So to me, it seemed like a great step up and an opportunity where no matter what else you were doing, you know, in school or outside of school, you know, there's not much else that you can do in a Saturday better than building a plane, mm-hmm. in my point of view. And yeah, I just thought it was a great opportunity, and that I wasn't really intrigued by building a plane prior to this, but it was just an unpassable opportunity, yeah.
This is the first time Boeing, the Air League and Air Cadet Organisation have collaborated to support the development of talented young people and the future of civilian and military aerospace in the UK. Focus over the coming weeks will be turned to the aircraft's electronics and instruments, and it's envisaged that RAF Air Cadets will use the completed Sting S4 for flying training once it has been certified to fly. I'm Rachel Price for Forces Radio BFBS in Lisburn.